Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Oh, welcome to Voices of Women, and I want to wish everybody a happy solstice. Tomorrow is solstice, the winter solstice. And I want to share something that I received in an email from Lisa Michaels. She has been a presenter at Woman of Wisdom and has a great some great products about the seasons. And she wrote this about the December solstice. So when the sun moves into the archetype of Capricorn, and Capricorn functions as a tribal elder. It cares for family and the seven generations to come. And this archetype is one of the reasons we choose to gather with family and those we care about during this time of year. Capricorn energy brings the need for solid, stable plans and structures. Its purpose is for you to design and create a solid plan for the upcoming growing cycle in every area of your life. So, see, she suggests during the next few weeks you need to be sure you create your foundation for the year ahead. And she is offering a free Kindle book. It's available today and tomorrow only. It's called Create a Dynamic Year 2014. It's available on Amazon. So go to Amazon, do a search for Create a Dynamic Year 2014 by Lisa Michaels. And also her website is lisa-michaels.com. So I encourage you. I've been receiving some of her books that way. She's really being generous. And she does great work. So I want to offer that, she says, to share that with others. So I am sharing that with you today. And today I'm going to be talking to a few of our Woman of Wisdom presenters from our 2014 conference. First, we'll be talking to Suzanne Mathis McQueen, and hopefully her partner that she's doing the workshop with, Maria Connolly, will be able to join us. She is on the road, and we're trying to reach her by cell phone, but we have Suzanne. She is the author of Four Seasons in 4 Weeks, Awakening the Power, Wisdom, and Beauty in Every Woman's Nature, a non-technical and symbolic journey through the 28 days of a woman's hormonal experience. She's a ceremonial. She's also keeper of sacred healing bowl gifted to her in the Lakota way. And her website is www.4, and just the number 4, S, which stands for seasons, 4, the number 4, W, for weeks, 4s4w.com. And if Maria joins us, she is... has a unique blend of Western psychotherapy and Eastern awareness practices. And for the past 12 years, she has woven together hypnotherapy, NLP, body-centered techniques, Ericksonian mindfulness principles and movement. And her website is newwayscounseling.com. That's only with one W. And so we're hoping that we'll be able to reach her. She's traveling on the road, and you know how that can be. And together, they are going to give a workshop at the conference. It's called Weave a New Story, Align Your Mind, Heart, and Womb. It'll be Monday, February 17th in the morning. Well, welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you, Chris. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, I want to commend you on your new book. It's very beautiful. I just love the feminine art. I recognize some of the names, and you have that throughout the book, some beautiful art. And tell us a little about, I want to share your story about this work that you're doing, why you are called to do this work of working with the feminine and and everything you put into this book is kind of your mission, I think, the Four Seasons in 4 Weeks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Very well. Well, you know, I think I've been doing ceremony and sacred feminine work my entire life. I just didn't realize it. And my background is actually in the salon and day spa industry. So for years and years and years and years, I had female clients, female employees, coworkers, you know, all of that. And as a business owner, what happened for me, I had on this day spa, I had a staff of 30, and I found myself making really inconsistent decisions. That really bothered me. The staff didn't notice. No one seemed to notice. But what I felt was that I felt confusion around why did I feel a certain way about a topic that we were trying to solve this one day, but have a different view on it the next day. And tracking my cycle was not something I had ever done. And plus, I didn't really actually believe in it because our society is so down on women for their periods or PMS or anything like that. It's all broken up into these little categories, but it had become very derogatory over, you know, well, actually over a couple hundred years or more. So that wasn't my thing, but I decided to track it anyway. And what I discovered just truly blew my mind. I was home from a lunch break. I had been tracking my cycle for a couple of months. I wasn't tracking for fertility particularly. I was tracking to see what I could learn from this cycle. And I started looking over my day planner where I'd been taking notes, and I was standing in my kitchen, home from work, eating a sandwich, and I was just flipping through, and it just happened. I had this awakening. The words fall, winter, spring, and summer surfaced, and I could see these four distinct weeks that prepare, each one prepares for the next. But it was much vaster than this. It showed me how it connects us to all universal rhythms, and how exactly why our politics of today are so divided in so many ways. I mean, we have this lost culture and language of the female way, which is our womb wisdom that has not been honored. And I think that once we can align with ourselves and align with that, we are going to start remembering and waking up and bringing this piece of power in. That's the short version of getting to this revelation.
Yeah, and there's so much denial of something we want to just ignore. It's, you know, it used to be called the curse. Mm-hmm. You know, all these negative connotations about it. And now you can take a pill so you don't have a period.
Right.
You know, there's so much denigration of this when it's a very honored and should be honored process. I mean, it's about life, you know, and creation. So I'm curious, you mentioned the four seasons, fall, winter, spring, summer, which we think of seasons for the year, and you mm-hmm. have some... You seem to relate that even within the weekly, within a month, through fall, winter, spring, summer. So can you elaborate on that?
Sure, because as females, we are lunar rhythmic. And so many women who participate in Women of Wisdom are familiar with this. But the mainstream really isn't. They're really not aware that we used to cycle by the moon before artificial lighting. And they are being able to recreate that in scientific lab situations. But we've never really learned how to work with that rhythm because we've all been on a patriarchal rhythm for such a long time, for so many generations. And that's more where the males follow the sun, we follow the moon. And we are all rhythmic with the sun and the moon, but you know, we have a 24-hour circadian rhythm that we all have. But a woman's rhythm is monthly, and it's lunar rhythmic. So, yes, I say that we have four seasons in 4 weeks, four seasons in 1 month, and the men have four seasons in a year, just like the sun. So that's how it comes into play. It also relates to week one is fall because it's harvest time. It's sort of like shedding the red leaves. It's the time where we really get grounded, our big visions come in, and we're able to ask our ancestors to come in with us at that time. Again, a real ceremonial time, and that would be the first week would be the week of the period. I've also discovered that it's not just cycling women that have this rhythm. We don't lose that at menopause. We lose the ability to produce children, but we're stronger than ever in producing projects and being leaders of this world. And I believe that little girls have this rhythm. They're just gearing up for it. They're in their volcano state, I say, that they're rumbling and they're getting there. But I think that if we were to track little girls at 5 years old and just track their physical energy.
Tune in each
Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voice of Women. And anyway, so we have Suzanne Mathis McQueen on the phone on our radio call, and we're talking about her book, The Four Seasons in 4 Weeks. So, Suzanne, let's just continue.
Okay, very good. So one of the things, we were talking about the seasons and how do they relate to the monthly female rhythm, the monthly hormonal journey of women. And here's the thing. Yes, I claim that there are four seasons in 4 weeks for us, because what I ended up discovering out of this awakening that I had is that, you know, pretty much every cycle in the universe has at least the minimum, these four phases: a resting phase, a building phase, an expression phase, and a deconstructing phase, and back to rest. And the female cycle is no different than any other cycle in the universe. It's a logical, predictable sequence that serves as a navigational system for us as women. This is not something we should be throwing away. This is not something that we should be getting rid of through the pill. I'm all for great contraception. You know, I'm all for preventing pregnancies where they're not wanted and that kind of thing. But as far as using them to get rid of our periods, unless you've got a really extreme problem, I really discourage this, because what's also happening is we end up throwing the baby out with the bathwater. We end up throwing away what contains the core power of being a female. And I truly, in every cell in my body, believe that this is the missing link to our empowerment, the reason why we still have domestic violence, the reason we have sexual assault. 1 in 3 women are going to be assaulted, in her lifetime. There's so many areas we could go into how, when women are not in their power, how it affects the world. And this is a piece that we have to, we really have to do. What I help women do with this book is I take them from loathing their cycles to loving their cycles. Right now, last time I did some research on it just a few weeks ago, a new study had said that 70% of cycling women just simply tolerate it. They really don't like it at all. And 50% wanted to get rid of it altogether. This clearly tells me that we just have not been taught where the wisdom is in this cycle of ours. But I ended up seeing where the power is, at least for me. This is a system that I practiced for 7 years before I ever thought about writing about it. And it was a guy friend of mine who encouraged me to write it, because as a man, he finally understood the sex cycle of his wife, and he'd been married to her for 20 years. So the female cycle has a resting phase, a building phase, an expression phase, and a deconstructing phase. Week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4. They also align beautifully, they also align beautifully with the moon phases. The resting phase would align with the new moon, and then the waxing moon, and then the full moon would relate to the third week would relate to the full moon, the expression phase. And then there's a deconstructing phase, which instead of PMS, I call it the fire walk, because it's this very beautiful ceremonial time when we start to really see what we're in the middle of. And when we can start identifying it, we find that we're not crazy, we're not angry, but we have things that we have to look at, and what are we going to do about. Our female cycle helps us to get rid of what no longer serves us and help bring forward those true gifts of the person that we really are and what we have to offer to the world.
Well, and that's like in your workshop, you talk about the three... there's three things. The last one being the womb, and that wisdom in the womb that we can then kind of. So we're aligning our mind and our heart and our womb. And I've interviewed other people that also take. It's like, okay, no, we've got to go deeper. You know, like our woman's essence is in our core. It's down even deeper than our heart. I mean, we're talking now about that operating from our heart, bringing the mind to, you know, like the heart receives information first and then goes to the mind. And for women, we're talking about going deeper even into the womb for that creation area of us. And we're so in denial of what, you know, and refrain from wanting to go there because it brings up lots of things for women. It brings lots of shame and guilt, and we would just, you know, we don't want to go there. And yet that's where our power is.
Yes, very much so, because, again, this is what makes us female. And again, we can get women into, we've got women in CEO positions, we've got women as surgeons, they pretty much have stepped into all the major jobs except the presidency, and I feel sure that we'll get that one next. But the thing is that we have been taught to cut our own umbilical cord to our female our sacred feminine, to our, you know, and this is not a weakened position. This is a very strong position. Any woman going through childbirth, any woman who is raising a child, whether it was naturally born or adopted, you know how strong we are as women. And this ultimately comes down to this natural rhythm that lives within all of us. And even if we've had a hysterectomy or have gone through menopause, we still maintain this rhythm because it is the very thing that makes us female. We can logically get into these positions. We can learn through school. We can learn how to do pretty much anything. And the heart, we've always been much better at. But now, when we bring that heart and mind together, the world is starting to see that that's a good way to go. But the missing piece here is still our cycle, still this underground embarrassment, our hormonal rhythm. And I've got women's groups right now who are just really seeing how accurate this system is for helping us to align with our friends, to how it can enhance our our experience with our sexual partner, it represents so much. I could get a lot into it, but we don't have a lot of time on the radio show today. But I will tell you that there is a resting phase, a building phase, an expression phase, and a deconstructing phase. And there's symbolism that we can use with it to help us identify it. I have women track their experience. I have them track their physical energy, their sexual energy, their mental viewpoint energy, their sexual cycle. I said that in communication. It's really very phenomenal how these phases are like clockwork. And women will find when they track over and over again that they start to see patterns in themselves that they're relieved about. It might even be depression, but they're relieved to see that there's a pattern to it and it's not chaotic. This is a pretty non-chaotic system that we actually have inside of us, but we've learned to view it as a mystery and as sort of crazy. Women today really do.
You did it for yourself, but now you've also had other women track, so you have some... It's not just you that's seeing these cycles. You're seeing it in a lot of people.
Yes, very much so. And the relationship between the seasons and the female cycle is not a new one. I mean, I hadn't heard it before when this all came to me, but afterwards, it wouldn't be until I was writing the book that I started doing research on it. And I discovered that, you know, Celtic societies, women who are really in tune with midwifery. Our country is, it's a real recent history thing, bringing the midwives back in, because for so long they were outlawed. But in Australia and England, places like that, midwifery is alive and well, and those women have a much better handle on these different phases. For us, I can tell you of a real time in history that I can point to where I think it was the beginning of the end for us as women in this country around our wombs. And what happened is that when we started this country, you know, we didn't have the right to vote, and we often weren't allowed to own land or anything like that. But the one thing that we had power over was our wombs. It was the strict domain of women, and we had midwives. Aunties and cousins and mothers and daughters would come together, and they would share this information about sexuality and childbirth and all of this, and just being a strong woman. You know, some women don't want to have children, yet they are producing and creating projects and relationships every single day. So it's all really the same energy. It's this creation energy. But what happened is that when in the mid-1800s, the AMA was created, American Medical Association, and it was all male doctors, and they saw that the midwives were taking care of the women, and they didn't want that to happen, so they outlawed midwifery. And what happened next was just criminal. First of all, these male doctors didn't know anything about the reproductive system. Some of them, wherever they were, weren't even allowed to look at it. So it's documented. I was reading on Bill Bryson's book, and I think that's who was writing it, writing about this. But he was saying that it's described in documentation from the time that just being a woman was seen as being a pathological condition. They saw our periods as being a monthly act of willful negligence. You know, this is what happened in the mid-1800s to our ancestors. And so then women became isolated. This became an embarrassing thing that went underground. So they still had to deal with this period and whatever else, you know, was happening, but people felt that they were pretty crazy. And we haven't really improved much. Everything that we're doing today around the female cycle is based on this patriarchal view. All this negativity was taught over time, and we completely lost, again, you know, I talked about it just earlier, we lost our language and our culture of the female way a long time ago. And that certainly wasn't the first time. This has been going on for a couple thousand years. So it's time for us to remember and lock back in, really align back in with that womb wisdom, because that's where transformation happens. That's where growth happens. Every person on this planet was baptized in that saline womb before they came out into the earth. And, you know, we have to start going back to the ways of the female, the powerful female, because this is where we can really learn, men and women both. This is where we can really learn about our own connection to everything.
And as you're talking, I was thinking about, because it does go way back, isn't just, you know, in the U.S. in the mid-1800s, that, you know, we come from a European culture, and you know, and way back in the witch burning and all that. And,
correct.
And we could go on and on about that. But what you're talking about, in order to really heal this, we've got to teach our young girls the power and this, you know, learning about their the importance of their voices and and how their bodies are you know, to honor this cycle and to honor that it's a blessing. It's a good thing. It's creation. It's who we are. That we teach the young girls so that when they come to that age of starting their period, it's not thought of as ugly and shameful and everything. And because if you don't start with a good framework, they're going to go naturally into that, what you're talking about, of how it's not looked at as a powerful thing. It's right. Shameful and all that. So we've got to start with our young girls. And you brought up something, because I interviewed yesterday another preventer at Women Wisdom. I interviewed Kate Montana on the Dr. Pat Show, and she's saying the same thing that you said, something I took from your book, that the female gender they're rising in power, but from their place in a man's world. They've learned mm-hmm. how to play the man's game to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than from the needed and powerful balancing perspective of their own core feminine female essence. And that's what we need to mm-hmm. realize, that everything we're defining our feminine by the male perspective still.
Right. And that's so, right. Very much so. Very much so. Yeah. Even in the research, in talking about being able to wipe out our periods with the pill, the more research I did on it, I can't really find anything that doesn't say the same thing. And this is from male and female researchers, and they're all saying, look, we really don't need the period. We don't really have to have it. And they write out, you can Google it. I kept reading over and over again why we didn't really need the period. And so I thought to myself, and they make a good claim. They make a good argument for it. That's the sort of horrifying aspect to it, as you read it, and it makes perfect sense why we would not need the period. But the work that I do is the psychological journey and the symbolic journey, and what this really means when we step away from that. We're getting further and further away from our female power rather than back into it. And I believe that when I see this research by men and women both saying this, it tells me that this is simply the result of being told it was negative a long time ago. And so women are saying they don't want their periods. The doctors and the researchers and the pharmaceutical companies are obliging. And it's been basically touted as a feminist sort of thing. Oh, look, we don't need to, you know, we're not going to be ruled by our hormones kind of thing.
Yes.
But it's well, not.
And we don't have any more time to talk about it, unfortunately, but I encourage everybody to get your book. Go to her website, Suzanne Mathis McQueen. It's www.4, and not spelled out, the number 4s4w.com, and you can learn a lot more about this. And again, check out the Woman of Wisdom website. She'll be doing a workshop, Weave a New Story, Align Your Mind, Heart, and Womb. So thank you, Suzanne. It's great
to
talk to you today.
You too.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Okay. We're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, I'll be talking to the artist Julia Weaver.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Fainis, and I would like to introduce you now to Julia Weaver. Julia Mandala Weaver is an environmental arts educator, a licensed psychotherapist, an exhibiting and published artist. She has more than 30 years' experience combining the arts and cross-cultural practices, particularly the creation of mandalas and gardens for individuals, community, and global healing. She offers dolphin swim retreats in Hawaii as well. Her 40 years of diverse spiritual practices and training in body-oriented spiritual psychotherapy all contribute to what she shares with the world. And she became a certified mandala teacher with Dr. Judith Cornell in 2000. And her website is www.mandalaweaver.com. She's going to give a workshop at Woman of Wisdom on February 16th, Sunday in the morning. And it's called Embody Your Luminous Heart, Draw Your Own Mandala. So welcome, Julia.
Thank you, Chris. Happy to be meeting with you.
Yes. Well, we're excited to have you at the conference this year. Tell us your story. I'm particularly interested about your story of swimming off the Kona Coast in 1996, about your mystical experience.
Okay, but what, can you help keep time for me? Because I could spend the whole half an hour telling that story.
I will interrupt you when we need to go to break. No worries.
Perfect. Okay. So the shortest version I can say of why it's significant is that prior to this experience, if you had paid me, you know, any, it doesn't matter what the amount is. I usually say something like $10 million, but it could have been anything. I couldn't visualize something if you asked me to. So, for example, if we were doing a meditation process and you asked me to imagine walking on a beach, I could feel the beach. I could feel the sand. I could feel the sun on my face. I could smell the salt water. I could feel the breeze or even taste it in my mouth. But I couldn't, quote, see anything. And I took lots of courses on spiritual healing where they wanted us to visualize, and I couldn't see a thing. And the you know, the harder I tried, of course, the worse it was. So that's the precursor to this, is that I had signed up to take my first mandala workshop. It was going to be in a few weeks from this moment that I'm going to describe. And we had just landed on the big island of Hawaii, and I had this tremendous excitement around the possibility that if I was lucky, I might get the opportunity to swim with wild dolphins, and that they came into certain bays on the island, and you never knew if they were coming or not. So I got to this beautiful, beautiful bay and got into the water, and that water felt like the most refreshing experience like the elixir of life. So right from the beginning, I was just in ecstasy being in the water. I was so happy. It was the middle of winter, and now I'm in sunny Hawaii. And the water just carried me out so effortlessly, following the fish and the turtles and going out further into the bay, and with this anticipation, maybe I'll see dolphins, because I didn't know. That's not how it works, but that was my excitement. So I'm swimming out and swimming and swimming, and at a certain point, I realized I couldn't see the bottom anymore. I couldn't see any fish. There weren't any other people around me. And so I had the impulse to turn around and see how far out I was. And I was really far from shore. And I'd always been at home in the ocean. I'd never been afraid of deep water before. But something grabbed me right then, and my body started to shake. And the mind was thinking, could there be, you know, the equivalent like of a great white shark, which we have in California. And there is. There are tiger sharks in that bay. And there was this terror, and it's all I can say, you know, which now I have different interpretations on. You know, I said to you at the beginning when we were just checking in that I realized energy is energy. So there was so much energy shaking my body. And I would say my mind was close to probably a panic attack. And then I heard a spiritual teacher of mine at the time was a woman named Gangaji. And she could be very fierce. And I heard her voice really loud and clear, as if she were right next to me or on a speaker, saying, "Let the shark have you." And it was, you know, like somebody slapped me in the face. And I don't know how, but somehow in this mystery, I imagined visually and on every level my body being ripped to pieces by a shark. There was the blood, there was the bones crunching, there was the pain, there was the whole phenomena. I don't know how long this experience lasted, if it was just a minute or two, or if it was 10 minutes, I'm not sure. But it just continued until there was literally no body left and no thought. The only words I can give to it would be now to say there was an emptiness, a stillness, and a pervasive sense of peace. But even that is too much. That came once there was a sense of awareness, witnessing this again. And in that peaceful place, that pause, which again, I don't know how long that was in terms of minutes, then this really nasty inner critical voice that I know really well said, "Well, you know, you're so peaceful now, but your eyes are wide open this whole time, so you know there's no shark. What if you closed your eyes?" And so my eyes closed, and I saw the most beautiful, radiant, luminous mandala of myriad tiny circles, like small to larger circles of light. I'm imagining that if this body gets to Shark Cathedral someday in France, I will say, "Oh, like that. Just beautiful, you know, and like a kaleidoscope." And I was in awe. And then I opened my eyes, and then I closed them again, and there was another one. And I opened them, and I closed them, and there was another one. So I was like, you know, 3-year-old playing with this phenomena. There was lots of energy again now in the body, but I would now call this energy, you know, complete ecstasy rather than terror. But I realized energy's energy, and the openness of all that shaking that was happening, you know, may have contributed to this as well. So, I mean, I can keep going, but... is that enough?
Wow, so quite an experience.
It wasn't for many. Yeah,
that.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No,
what ahead. Were you saying?
Oh no, I was just saying what an experience that was, and to, you know, was that your beginning then, and of seeing
yes.
what mandalas were, and
yes.
your beginning to draw mandalas.
Well, so then what happened? Yeah, so I guess the next piece. So I swam back to shore really fast, and to share with my husband and son what had happened. I had a young son who was waiting with my husband, who was ill on the rocks, and I came back and I was so excited, and I told him the whole thing, and my husband said, "Wow, what a synchronicity! You know, you obviously are supposed to take that mandala workshop." And I said, yeah, now I'm going to go for the whole week, not just the weekend. So I didn't start to literally draw them, actually, until I did go to the workshop with my teacher 2 weeks later. And I did eventually get to swim with the dolphins, which I know was another transmission of energy and light for me. But that didn't happen till day 9 of 10 days on the Big Island. So there's more to all of that, of how it's infused my experience, but I would say, you know, that you could say my third eye opened, or my pituitary pineal glands opened in my brain, and someday I'm going to get a neurologist to tell me if this is true. I think what happened is being in that deep, it was a combination of the energy, as I described, because these are all elements that I bring to when I teach. So we open up energetically. So we open up through movement or sound. Usually it's a combination of movement, sound. It could be chanting. It might be dancing. It might be shaking. If we were out in nature, it could be hiking or swimming or, you know, anything like that. But we open up energetically. We might use Qigong or Sufi practices or some other kind of energy practice. And then it's this openness of intentionality to want to be of service, to want to be a vehicle for the expression of light and spirit in form, in these bodies that were this combination of spirit and matter, and bringing those together and letting that be felt and letting that be seen. And I could say that that's, you know, was my longing of what I was projecting onto swimming with the dolphins. You know, that dolphins, most people, when they think of dolphins, they think of joy, you know, and play, and, you know, delicious fluidity in the body. And, gosh, you know, I want that, you know. And so that wanting that. But I also imagine that because I was so deep in the ocean, and I mentioned I couldn't see any forms, you know, fish or humans or the bottom or anything. I have a feeling, I keep forgetting to do this, to just like look into an empty blue sky with an open mind, an open heart, you know, in the same way. And I wonder if I were to gaze into an open blue sky for 10 minutes or so, and in this case, I'd probably been gazing into the water for 20 minutes, but in that open field, I think that...
Yes.
You get it?
We're
gonna, you know, that
and,
I was like
we're
looking
have
into
to
infinity.
Go into this a little bit after we come back from our break.
Okay.
So this is Voice of the Woman. We'll continue this conversation with Julie Weaver when we come back. Thank you.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance, not a focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities,
with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Julia Weaver. Julia, can you give your website address and where people can find your work?
Sure. It's www.mandalaweaver.com, and it's about to get revamped. I'm also on Facebook, where you can see right now a lot more of my students are than on my website at the moment. But Julia Mandala Weaver on Facebook.
Great. Yeah, no, and I just your art's beautiful. I know you're gonna be in our marketplace at the conference.
Yes.
And you're giving this workshop and just, you know, beautiful examples of mandala work. I've done a workshop with Julia Cameron too, and I've done that work myself drawing animals using the white Crayola pencils on black paper. It's like that luminescent light. So it kind of is that, you know, like how you can put energy into a painting. You know, and yours has color in it too, but I know that there's this. So tell us a little bit about why, you know, what that is, that black paper with white pencils, what it's creating.
So the black represents the divine feminine, and the idea or the feeling is that in this black, everything is already there. So it's this potential that's already pregnant with everything in this mysterious black field, we could call it, or black container. And everything in life, and this is the idea of the mandala. So mandala really just means sacred circle. And everything, if we think about the planet itself as a circle, and then everything that's alive on the planet starts in some kind of sacred container, an egg, a seed, a womb, a pod. So here's this divine feminine, the blackness, the mystery. And it wants, again, I was talking about the dolphins as play. It wants to play, wants to see itself, taste itself, touch itself. And so out of that black emerges, you know, what is said in the Old Testament and in most spiritual traditions, some kind of story of, and then emerges the light. Or the one. And that's the white. So the white is this energy expressing itself, which we could say is the masculine being seen. And that's the white. And just like the black contains everything, the white contains all the colors too. Just like a clear crystal, you know, when you hold it to the sunlight, then you see the rainbow. But all those colors are already there. And so I love this process. It's always the white with the black first and allowing the expression of the eternal, you could say, or the inherent energy of all of life to be seen through this white light and then expressing itself as what I teach as a spectrum of subtle, soft, and strong light. And that's where the glow happens in that. And then the color comes, if it's going to come, and all of my mandalas don't have color, but if the color comes, it's later, you know, as the Taoists say, the 10,000 things. And there's a way of, in our own processes, you know, on a spiritual path, that we can go to the extreme of really feeling ourselves as very separate, you know, a separate individual, and we feel isolated and alone. That would be the most extreme. And then the journey home is often how it's called, is a dissolving back into feeling our oneness with all things, or our connection with everything. And we actually will experience that in the drawing itself. There's a way that I can, it's hard to talk about, but I can demonstrate where you have that sense of dissolving back into the one and back into the black, even into that everything and nothing altogether. And in the group, what's so incredible is that we really get to amplify that we are this living mandala collectively, in the sense of that each of us is a reflection of all of our hearts and all of our spirits, so that whatever gets manifested in the workshop is all of ours. So if the mind is watching someone else drawing and thinking, wow, look at hers, it's so beautiful, you can flip that and say, ooh, look how I'm drawing the light over there as Marion or Chris, or, you know? And people really experience this, and it's so liberating. So that's probably a lot.
I love the element. I know, when I first did it, it was just like, I felt like I found my art element. You know, like some people use oil, some are good at watercolor, and yeah. I've dabbled in art. I've done, because I did clothing design, and I did some art classes in college, and drawing was kind of my element. But when I found that white pencil on black paper,
yes.
It was just like, yeah, it just...
Oh,
really,
I love it. I didn't know we had this connection, and that you knew my teacher, Judith, who's no longer alive, so that's really wonderful.
Oh, I know that.
I'm so happy. I hope you'll come to my workshop.
Well, I have one that afternoon right after yours, so I'm not sure if I can. But,
okay.
Yeah,
well, maybe we can.
I know. I encourage people to take it, because it is a wonderful experience. And I don't know if these are recent drawings, but you sent us drawings with the dolphins, and that gives you that feeling of that experience you had in the ocean, and I know I've swum with dolphins too, and it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. To watch, to be in the midst of wild dolphins who don't even want to interact. They don't want to interact with you, but they're just playing. You know, they chase bubbles and they swim together and they form, you know, there'll be three swimming and five swimming and going up and down and jumping. And, you know, it's just, they're amazing to be with. And I you get that feeling of that when you look at your dolphin mandalas.
Thank you. The other thing that I experienced with the dolphins is their sound, you know, the sonar that they're sending out, which is, again, a sound transmission which goes in the mandalas. I don't know if we still have time on the break. You also, you know, were asking, which is part of my answer, about the feminine and the intuitive. Can I say a little bit more about how this process activates that, utilizes that? Do we have time?
Yeah, you had something to read from a student you wanted to read.
Oh, can I do that? Should I do that too? Okay.
We just have 1 minute, so I think you have time to read the student. Yeah.
Okay, all right. This is from a fourth grader. Light is life, the light that you get from your heart, and it goes wild, and you can't stop it. And when you draw it, it's strange when the pencil touches the paper. And that was Harper Brown in 2001 in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Words of wisdom from our young ones.
Yes. Yeah. The openness to the light. So, well, I promise you'll have a lot of fun if you come to my workshop.
Yeah. Yes. And it's just, I encourage people to take a look at your website and to view that art
and if they can't come, I also offer webinars, just to say that too. So I have students
great.
All over the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they're on your website too. So you can even do it as a webinar and play with this. You don't even have to be an artist to do this.
It's better if you're not, then you're more surprised by what comes through. It's it's easier to have.
So great to talk with you today, Julia.
Thank you so much, Chris, and I really look forward to being with you in Seattle.
Yep. And I remind people, her website is www.mandalaweaver.com, and she's giving the workshop, Embody Your Luminous Heart, Draw Your Own Mandala, and that's Sunday, February 16th at the Woman of Wisdom Conference. And we have a special going on. We did 12 days of giving. And it ends on December 25th. And if you register for any 3-hour workshop, which could include in Suzanne McLean's workshop that we talked about earlier in the show, and Julia's workshop, or any workshop, even I have a workshop. Register for a workshop, and you can buy one for a friend with $20 off, and it makes a very affordable gift for $20 or $30. You can give someone an experience, which is a great gift to give. Rather, you know, I don't want things anymore. I love buying experiences. So we encourage you to check that out on our website going on through December 25th at womanofwisdom.org. And also we have early bird specials of some of our featured guests, Jalaja Bonham, Evolving Towards Peace, Awakening the Global Heart. Esther Nicholson is coming, and Julie McIntyre. And their early bird specials we've extended because just for the holiday season, everybody's busy and budgeting their money for the holidays. We've extended our early bird for those two until January 10th. Another wonderful guest we're going to have is Donna Eden, and she's doing a day and a half energy medicine workshop, and that she will fill up. And so we encourage you, if you want to be here for Donna's workshop, to register. Don't wait too long to register for hers. So everything's up on the website at womanofwisdom.org. And also want to suggest my book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. Makes a great gift for your friends, too, especially if someone is in transition or is wanting to explore what it means to, you know, the divine feminine from many viewpoints, from different presenters, art, poetry, stories from women. And so that's why it makes it an inspirational book. You can purchase that on our website at womanofwisdom.org. Just go to the product page, I think. Or, you know, there's always Amazon. It helps Women of Wisdom more if you buy it from our website. But don't let you stop it. You from buying it anywhere you can find it. Next week, I'll be interviewing more Women of Wisdom presenters, Robin Youngblood and Judith Frost. This is Chris Danis. I'm so glad to share the hour with you. Have a great weekend, a great solstice. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Danis.
Chris Danis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. Chris Danis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio. the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.